Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you, and it is Monday, June 20th, or Juneteenth observed, 2022. Welcome. And we're hearing of a possible gas tax holiday. Gee, not a moment too soon. The cost of gas is now moderating just a little bit, in a side note. You are being warned that your electric bills are expected to increase this summer. We have fishing for beginners. A Greenfield mother and son say they are being threatened by an actor. And parades and fireworks are just around the corner. Whew. All right. That's a lot, isn't it? Here we go. Your forecast for today is sunny. High near 78. The winds are west-northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Winds west-northwest 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 9. The humidity, 46%. President Joe Biden said that he is considering a federal holiday on the gas tax, possibly saving Americans as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has expressed an openness to a federal gas tax holiday to give motorists some relief. No further info as to when or how or what, whatever this may occur. Let's just hope that they expedite this, fast-track it. We need relief. Now, today until 4 p.m., MassDOT is going to work on bridge repair in east and westbound lanes through Stockbridge. Now, that's going to force temporary lane closures during work hours. Then guardrail operations will continue starting overnight tonight in Lee, Beckett, and Otis. And you can expect intermittent lane closures between 7 at night and 5 in the morning, Monday through Friday. Mayor Sarno will be joined with the Brethren Community Foundation for their Juneteenth celebration at the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center. This was on Saturday. The foundation held a tribute for the late Raymond A. Jordan and honored and recognized individuals with community service awards. Now today, the mayor and superintendent of schools, Daniel Warwick, will join with Matt Brunell and Colleen Curran, co-executive directors for the Springfield Empowerment Zone Partnership, to announce the receipt of a two-year, $3 million state grant to the SEZP that will support summer and afternoon community-based programs. Today, City Hall and all municipal buildings will be closed in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. The new Juneteenth state holiday, which is observed annually on June 19th, marks the anniversary date of June 19, 1865, when Union Army General Gordon Granger announced General Order No. 3 in Galveston, Texas, news of the Emancipation Proclamation to the residents of Texas and freed all remaining enslaved people in the state. Governor Baker approved the Juneteenth holiday across the state in 2020, but local municipalities had to make the decision as to whether or not they wanted to approve it as a paid holiday for city employees. Well, the city council in Springfield approved and supported the measure to add Juneteenth as a paid legal holiday for Springfield. Municipal work sites, city halls, banks, post offices all closed in Massachusetts today in recognition of the Juneteenth federal holiday. Now, according to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas has relaxed just a bit, now sitting at $4.98. I paid $4.84 for 2 days in a row, so that's pretty good. Not a huge drop, but a welcome change from the previous high of more than $5, but it is a small sign of relief after constant price hikes. The cheapest station in Springfield charged $4.54 per gallon on Sunday, while the most expensive station, $5.59 per gallon, ouchie wouchie, resulting in a difference of $1.05. An economic downturn, such as the one we are presently in, could be useful for drivers. Slower than expected economic growth could cause crude demand to decline, leading gas prices to follow suit. Yes, it's counterintuitive, but you take the brakes wherever you find them. Electric bills expected to increase this summer, just what you were waiting to hear. Expect prices this summer in wholesale electricity markets will significantly go up over last summer's prices. Energy monitoring agencies forecast that electricity prices in the Northeast regions, ISO New England, New York ISO, and PJM markets will exceed $100 per megawatt hour between June and August 2022. This is up an average of about $50 a megawatt hour from last summer. That's a jump. We forecast summer electricity prices will average $98 a megawatt hour in California's CAISO market and $90 a megawatt hour in the ERCOT market, the ERCOT market in Texas. The STEO forecasts electricity generation and wholesale prices for 11 market regions in the continental United States. Now, we forecast wholesale prices for one price hub in each STEO electricity supply region. Our wholesale price data in the region reflects the monthly average electricity price in each region during on-peak hours. That's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Various factors determine wholesale electricity prices, but the cost of fuel for fossil fuel generators is an important driver. Wholesale prices are especially tied to natural gas prices because natural gas-fired units are often the most expensive generators dispatched to supply power. Are you a beginner who would like to learn to fish? Learn to set up your rod, tie knots, cast, identify fish? Well, we've got an event for you. It's free, it is family-friendly, and open to all skill levels. No fishing license required. You can bring your own fishing equipment or borrow it. Limited gear and bait will be provided unless it says it is required. Event pre-registration encouraged but optional, and this is set for Sunday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Chicopee State Park. Sunday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Chicopee State Park. Now in our unusual item of the day, a Greenfield mother and her 12-year-old child were granted a temporary harassment prevention order against the actor Ezra Miller after the latter allegedly threatened the woman's family and showed inappropriate behavior toward the child. This comes from the mother and child. Miller, who was originally visiting a neighbor, showed up to the family's house unexpectedly while wearing a bulletproof vest and brandishing a gun before pestering the child by uncomfortably touching their hips. As I said, it's an unusual item and it doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense to me, but there it is. Fresh pet dog food users, this is for you. The company is recalling the 4.5-pound bag of Fresh Pet Select Fresh from the Kitchen Home Cooked Chicken recipe, says the FDA. The recalled products may have been purchased from Walmart stores in Alabama and Georgia and from Target stores in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, Rhode Island, Vermont, and West Virginia. The company says that dog food might be contaminated with salmonella, which could affect dogs who eat it and anyone who handles the food. Fresh Pet says it hadn't gotten any reports that anyone has gotten sick. The issues here is that the lot was supposed to be thrown out, but a small portion of it got sent out to stores by mistake. And let me wrap up with this. We're now entering the time of year we start to see the official admonishments about fireworks and the amateur use of them. The West Springfield Police Department took to Twitter on Friday to remind people about fireworks laws in Massachusetts. To wit, fireworks are illegal to possess, use, and transport in the Bay State. Of course, everywhere you go, you'll see a billboard telling you that just over the border in Connecticut and just over the border in New Hampshire, you can buy your fill. Well, according to state law, possessing and using fireworks in Massachusetts can carry a fine of up to $100, and police will confiscate the fireworks. Selling fireworks in Massachusetts can carry up to a four-figure fine and possible prison time. And by the way, we're all asked to be very mindful of others in your community, including pets and veterans. Well, there you go. That's Monday in a nutshell here, literally, on Pioneer Valley Radio. And I hope you'll be with us for our next fresh program, which will be tomorrow, Tuesday, up online during the day and night and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.